أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, back to Quran City. And actually looking at Quran City Center, we're today going to look at the surah that answers the question of how. And that's Surah Al-Alaq. Surah Al-Alaq is surah number 96. Chronologically, the first five ayat of this surah were the first to be revealed. But let's look at the word alaq first. So alaq is translated as the clot. You can look at it as the fertilized ovum. But alaq also comes from alika, which means to hang on, to attach itself. A leech is the same word. Okay, so the fertilized ovum, to be able to develop, has to attach itself to the womb of its mom. In the same way, a human being needs to attach himself or herself to divinity to reach his or her full potential. It's beautiful. I love this surah. Well, I love all of them. But this one is actually phenomenal. The first five ayat still sends a shiver down my spine because it's so beautiful. So it's a Makki surah. It has 19 ayat. We've divided the surah into four parts. The first section is an awakening of intelligence. And we'll look at this. The second section, which is ayah 6 to 8, looks at why the human being rebels. The human being rebels towards divinity because he does not accept accountability. The third section, which is 9 to 18, is a historical example of one who was rebellious. And we'll look at that, inshallah. And finally, the last section, which is one ayah, ayah 19, is that submission to the Creator is the only cure for ignorance. In this ayah, there's a wajib sajda, which is known as sijda tilawat. Basically, whenever you hear this ayah recited live, you must go in sajda. There's no need for wudu or qibla, but you must do sijda on the earth or something that grows out of it that you do not wear or you do not eat. So in essence, if we were to look at the focus of this surah, it is closeness to the Creator through awakening of intelligence and submission to divinity. So let's look at the first section, which is awakening of intelligence. And Allah starts with the first order to humanity, which is Iqra. Iqra in essence comes from qara'a. In essence, it is about read, internalize, understand, apply, and teach. So read in the name of your Rabb who created. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And you know what? We start everything. We start every recitation of divine words with Bismillah because of that order. Khalaqal insana min alaq. He created the human being from alaq, from a clot, one that clings. Iqra, again, the order is given again. Wa rabbuka al-akram, and your Rabb is most honored. Honor only comes through knowledge, through seeking of knowledge, through reciting, through reading divine words. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam, he who taught to write with the pen. You know, writing is a means of preservation. We only know what we know because somebody bothered to write it down. So one of the awakenings of intelligence is to be able to record things. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He taught the human being what he did not know. In other words, the human being was unaware of the awesome potential within him. And divinity tells him that you are capable of absolutely anything, provided you put your mind to it. These five ayat were revealed to the Prophet on the 27th of Rajab, 610 of the Christian era, which is known as the Day of Mab'ath. The Prophet used to spend a lot of time in the Mountain of Light in a cave called the Cave of Hira, 2 miles from Mecca. And in the 40th year of his life, Jibreel, the angel Jibreel, brings these verses to him. And he wasn't ever formally taught to read, but it was as though he had recited them forever. And these five ayat changed the course of humanity. He goes home and narrates it to his wife Khadija, who immediately testifies to him being a prophet. And so began the messengership of this 40-year-old phenomenal human being, not only to convey the message, but also to entrust it to those who would carry it forward, who you and I call the A'imma. The next section looks at the reason of rebelliousness towards divinity, and that is because the human being sees himself self-sufficient, forgetting that everything is from divinity, including his knowledge and his possessions, which often those with financial security think that they will not need any connection with divinity. And now in the third section, there is a historical example of one who was rebellious. He was one Amr ibn Hisham, who was known as Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. Not only was he wise, but he was also generous. The elders of the Quraysh used him as their go-to person to be able to get advice from. But he rejected the message of Tawheed, the oneness of God. His hatred of the Prophet was such that he persecuted the Prophet and the Muslims. And the Prophet called him Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance, because he just did not understand a connection with divinity and serving creation. He threatened the Prophet when he was praying, and it's encapsulated in this section of the surah. And finally, the last section. It gives the Prophet three orders. La tuti'hu, do not obey him. Don't be like Abu Jahl. Ignore him. Wasjud, going to sajda. This is the closest, the proximity we have to our Creator. And finally, waqtarib, draw near to divinity. Surrender to divinity, follow his orders, and you will reach your full potential. And I'd like to end by reiterating, it is known as the Surah of Salah. Starts with Iqra, just as we do. We recite Quran as we begin our Salah, and it ends with sajda, as we do in every rakat. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who awaken our intelligence, who understand divine guidance and are able to reach our full potential. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.